energized, and I think you got Will on board. He's excited to even go more. I mean, he's like, yeah, call me back. We'll keep going. Sure, I'll make a film, whatever.
He probably maybe likes to hear me talk. I don't think there's anything more to go into his life. We got it all covered. We went into detail. And he was just a young guy. He hasn't produced that much. So our in-depth thing last week and then your in-depth, we got him done. Now,
yeah.
If he wants to keep talking to us about the getting into the chart, well, maybe that's a way of taping this.
Yeah, and he's...
he knows the chart.
Yeah, and he's feeling a part of all this because we gave him a lot of encouragement, I think, for what
okay.
he did.
Right, so, but here's the, we can do him for a week or two or something, but here's the big news. Not only we have Bob Marshall coming, I've been talking to Ben Watson.
Oh, cool.
And he definitely, through Skype, wants to start recording our dialogues for his radio show.
Great.
So we'll Skype London.
Cool.
Yeah, now let me look at the world clock. I think it works out perfect for us time-wise. He, right now, okay, London is 5 in the morning. So... okay, so 6 o'clock in the morning now, coming up, he would want to do it 7 hours ago. He's saying 11 at night is a good time for him. So 7 hours ago will be 1 o'clock my time. Why am I saying 7? Anyways, it looks like it'd be 3. Oh, that's right. See, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you can be up by then, right?
Yeah.
I'm trying to coordinate so it's your so you're up. But by 3, you're... I should look up just L.A. Just get... So it would be 10 o'clock at night, 7 hours ago, would be 3. Perfect. See, 3 in the afternoon, 1 in the afternoon for me is when we do them.
Right.
So it works, right?
Sure.
That fits in. And just hopefully the Skype connection is good.
Yeah, right.
So he said he was going to get Skype, we thought, on Saturday. When
well,
we
I mean, I'd like to be part of this. I'm not, you know, I'm not trying
to... You're going
to
tape us. You're
yeah,
tape
but he might, since he wants to put this on the radio, you might get better results if it's just you and him and he tapes it. When we bring in a third party,
yeah,
it introduces...
Wait a minute. I don't know if he can tape. Maybe he can. Yeah, if it's Skype and he knows how to do it, he can tape us.
Yeah, because when you start bringing in third parties and everything, you introduce more noise.
I never thought of that. It would just be him and me taping ourselves.
Yeah, but the problem, the only thing from my point of view is then how would I get to hear it?
Well, you hear it when we posted it.
So he it would still get posted to the Internet.
Yeah, I was imagining that you would tape the Skype thing, but if he knows how to tape it, then it's just him and I talking.
Right. You'd probably get for radio. You'd probably get better results if you want to get this on the radio, because you know we have problems with breaking up and stuff, and
yeah,
to some degree that's because we have three people on the line.
Right. Okay. So he and I tape it. The point is it would go into our archives, and you'd get to hear it.
Yeah.
On his radio. Okay, so it may not...
If he puts it on the radio, he might not post it to the Internet, which means it wouldn't be for our archives.
No, he would post it to his Internet archives, but he probably would share... Since I'm half of it, I'd be able to put it on my site. He doesn't mind it spreading around.
Yeah, just make sure that I have access to the file.
Yeah, you'd have to get access to the file. Okay, so
yeah.
We'll work that out. Anyways, it's sort of good news to get him, me having a talk with him. I'm looking forward.
Yeah. So
he thought he would be ready to do it in a month or two, but he sent me an email the next couple days later, like today, saying, hey, I want to get going as soon as possible. I need the gas, man. He likes the inspiration
good.
That I give him. So I'll have to email. Well, what? You want to do Skype now? You're ready to you set it up? So that's the issue. But I thought it involved you, but it may not involve you.
Right.
It may involve you putting us on the website.
Right.
Okay. So so there's that, and there's Bob Marshall. And in the meantime, till Bob Marshall's ready, I will do Will. So maybe we should do the you want to do the Dobbs quadrant. Maybe we should set that up next week.
Okay.
And have him part of it, and it'll be me talking about it, and then whatever he comes in about it.
Right.
But I love, it's a great synchronicity. It's like,
see, he doesn't interject, though. He hangs out in the background unless he's specifically asked to contribute. So
yeah, so we'll ask him. I'll talk about the chart and come up with what he thinks of it.
Right.
And we might get some synchronicity because it is pretty incredible. This is like a Doug Carr synchronicity. I mean, you should be floored. This kid, Rye Land, does the chart, which is about Rye, right?
Right.
That's pretty good synchronicity, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got another synchronicity, which is pretty blaring. Have you heard about this movie Slumdog Millionaire?
Yeah, Sue Bone says it's about me, and it's about us, about me and Bob Carr and that. It's about
right.
All part of this year.
It was
right? Filmed
in Mumbai, and it's about life in the slums in Mumbai.
And
now, think about this, Bob. This film got...
It's about the effects preceding the causes. I think I said that to Sue. It's like...
Yeah, but it was filmed in Mumbai.
Yeah.
India. Now, it won the best foreign it won the foreign press award,
the Golden Globes.
Last night it won the Actors Guild, and it's touted to win the Academy Award.
Right.
Now, after I started taping, you started interviewing Bob Carr, Mumbai comes into the news because of the terrorist attack on Mumbai.
Right.
And now Mumbai is going to make the Academy Awards. When has a film from India ever made the Academy Awards on any level? And now it's probably going to win the Academy Awards.
All because Bob is talking to Mumbai.
It's too fucking weird, Bob.
Yeah, and when she told me about it, she just told me, you got to see this movie. And she says, it's all Bob in some way. And since she told me a bit about it, and I said, oh, it's his effects preceding causes? And she said, yes, but who knows what she thinks that means. But that's what I've gotten now. And now then I thought about it, and I said, oh, I know what's going on here. The terrorists are using the movie to fund the terrorist operations. They're probably linked. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The movie, the profits of the movie is what they're using to launder the terrorist funding.
I don't think so, because I've seen the acceptance from the director, actors, the people involved in the movie, and they're pure of heart
people. The financiers.
I see, the bankers.
The bankers, man,
yeah.
They're using this. They're propping it up. It's you know, you watch. This is Bob's anachrony.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, this is.
But it also happens to be a film that everyone who's seen it before, that I know, who even before any of the awards started happening, said it's a really great film. You got to see this film. So it has captured the imagination of people. It is rising to the level of an Oscar based on its own merits as a film. So, I mean, bankers can't just make an Academy Award-winning film in order to run cover for blah, blah, blah.
Right. It's a logical, reasonable thing, but we're talking an irrational strain. These people, the investors, read the script, said this will be popular. He makes a good movie, and then these investors hook up with the CIA guys and say, okay, this is going to get, there's going to be a lot of money, let's hook into this. But I don't know, it may not apply. But I just put the two together. I use an example. You must look at the events as being more connected than logically you'd think. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying.
Or just having coincidence and being disconnected, but having weird montage coincidences that are unexplainable.
Yeah, and the explainable part is Bob. I'm the only thing that explains it.
Well, you're this factor that you just have to scratch your head and go, how come Bob moves to Hawaii and then Obama spends all of his time in Hawaii?
Hawaii.
How come Bob talks to Mumbai and Mumbai becomes like all of a sudden nobody, who's ever heard of Mumbai? People still thought it was Bombay.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden it's like front and center.
That's right. In both levels, hardware terrorism and war stuff, and then the software world.
Yeah.
And it's all about, on top of that, Rye collapsed, the financial collapse, and that's Bob Carr and Dave Worster. See, it's all tied up with the Rye thing. This movie, have you, you saw the movie, right?
Slumdog?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, you watch. You're going to freak. It's going to be so much about us, me, that that'll be even, that'll scare you. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's going to be about Rai or something.
But Carr doesn't even believe in Rai. He doesn't think, he thinks that's all nonsense.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't believe in any concepts. But the point is only I know that Rai happened in 67, and that's when UG shows up, has his cataclysm, then goes around and is the last gasp of Rai. He's saying, as a form of gurudom, don't listen to gurus. That's the last act of Rai, the last prince, the last priest statement, right?
Right.
So he's acting out the Rai thing more than Bob Carr realized.
He's saying, you know, all hierarchy has been flatlined.
Yeah. He's saying something similar to what Awareness said.
Yeah.
That's the common thing between Worcester, Rai, and Carr, that Bob and Carr... Worcester would know a little bit more, but Carr doesn't get.
Right.
That's the Bob plan. Because Bob is the end. He is the last Rai in one level, too.
Yeah.
The android meme is the cobwebs of Rai. The cobwebs reflect me, so there you have it. There's me in the middle of it. Rumpelstiltskin. Rai.
Mm-hmm.
Very sophisticated Rai action.
Right.
I mean, I'm going around interviewing these young guys, sort of trying to hypnotize them. Have them have awe of the xenocrony that's happening. That's a Rai action.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to create a cult. Trying to get guys to make movies about me. You know, just to say, hey, here's the last guy, the expert on Rai, therefore he's the last gasp of Rai.
Right.
And I'm gathering together all the preliminary Rai's, McLuhan, Zappa, Krishnamurti, they're all part of the Rai. They're all trying to crack Rai, but they're still Rai.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's leave it at that. So, yes, I've heard of the film, and it's the latest Bob thing, and that's what's happening, yep.
Yep.
I don't need to see it. I'll wait till you guys see it, and you'll report back to me what the parts of it.
Right.
Okay, is there any other news? Because I got to go right now. I can talk to you later.
I think that's about it for now.
Okay, let me just see. Did I get an email from somebody? Something relevant here. No, just Bud. So, what were you saying? Nothing relevant. What were you saying?
No, I think that's about it for now.
Okay. I got to go, so if I think of anything else, or you think of anything, call me later, and I'll be available after 9:15.
Right.
Quarter after 11, your time.
Right.
Okay? So, anyways, right. So I guess you're going to put the thing up.
Yeah. So, Ben is going to play this, his talks with you on the radio, or he's just looking for stuff to think about for his radio.
No, he would play it on the radio.
Yeah.
He always plays his life on the radio. So
right.
He's doing this with me.
Okay.
No, he already played his interview with me before, and he'll just continue it.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so I'll talk to you later. Well, soon.
Okay,
whatever.
Yeah.
Okay,
bye.
Thanks a lot for tonight.
Yeah.
And I guess it goes up soon, right?
Yeah.
Okay, talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.